This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 422, 10x your success rate with this monthly planning process by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. And hi again, welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily. My name is Dan, and I'm here every single day reading to you from some of the very best blogs on entrepreneurship. If you're here in the US, hope you enjoyed Thanksgiving if you celebrated, and that you're having a great holiday weekend. And with that, we're going to get right to our post as we optimize your life. 10x your success rate with this monthly planning process by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. Whenever there's a new month, there should be a new plan. With a fresh month, you've got 20 or so whole working days in front of you. You weren't thinking of just winging it, were you? You already know this, but winging it is not how you achieve your goals. That's not how you'll finish this year a success. People who wing it often wonder how they worked so hard and yet don't find themselves where they want to be. On the other hand, high achievers use every new month as an opportunity to do two things. One, measure their progress against their goals to see where they stand. And two, plan another month of tasks they can finish to stay on track and, if possible, get ahead. Every month, you chart actual progress versus anticipated progress. Nothing sophisticated, nothing special, just a way to evaluate how close you are to achieving your goals on any given month. Even if it's late in the year, it's not too late to start. I have a client who started planning in September for the end of the year. We broke out each of the 14 weeks remaining and are planning his goals against them now. I have another client who follows a more agile approach, using a Kanban system we defined to consistently make progress toward her big vision for life. Whatever and whenever it may be, here's the takeaway. Don't just wing it next month. Take a few minutes today to do a quick spot check of where you stand versus your goals. You'll use that info for planning. It will help you know what you need to do in the coming month. Spot check your progress against your goals. You can't get to where you're going unless you know where you are. I literally just made this up, but feel like someone famous probably already quoted it like 300 years ago. With that in mind, we can now follow a few simple steps to complete your planning for the month. 1. Set a goal for the end of the month, one that aligns with your goal for the year. Where do you need to be at the end of the month such that you'll be on track to succeed at the end of the year? 2. Set weekend milestones. In other words, where do you need to be at the end of each week such that you can achieve your goal at the end of the month? And 3. Plan your next week. Figure out what you need to do each day in this upcoming week to achieve your weekend milestone. Simple, effective. Start with your yearly goal, break it down into monthly milestones, break that into weekly milestones, then set action for every day of the week so you can meet your weekly milestones and, in turn, meet your monthly milestones, which, in turn, will help you achieve your yearly goal. Next, I'll walk through my habit tracker. It's the way I make my goals 10x easier to achieve. 10x your success rate with habit tracking. Set your goal and work towards it. Simple, right? Not so fast. If you can achieve your goal easily, without challenge or without learning anything new, you haven't set a good goal. Take money, for example. Making the same amount as the year before is a goal, but probably not a good one. It's not challenging. It doesn't drive growth. As such, many entrepreneurs set a goal to make more. They don't know how they're going to do it at first. If they did, they would already be rolling in gold coins like Scrooge McDuck from the DuckTales intro. As such, they need to do one of two things. 1. Work harder. Or 2, learn something they didn't know before. Most entrepreneurs I know are already operating at maximum capacity, which leaves option 2 and brings me to the point of this post. While learning something new can be a goal, self-improvement is often a means to an end. Further, it is full of unknowns, making it hard to develop a specific set of actionable steps to get from point A to point B by a certain time. In other words, it's hard to plan and schedule self-improvement, so instead of planning and scheduling, you should track. Every day, you track the habits and skills that are necessary to achieving your goals. Each box is a simple yes-no test. Need to learn marketing? Make it a daily habit to read a copywriting book. If you can answer, yes, I read some copywriting today, fill in the box. If you answer no, the box will stare blankly back at you for eternity, or at least until the end of the month when the tracker is refreshed to a clean state. It's amazing how quickly the days get away, and having little blank boxes with unattended habits shows you that you've stopped learning and growing. Those blank boxes all but force you to do better tomorrow. Consider, in your monthly planning, listing the skills you believe you will need to achieve your goals. Then, set habits to learn those skills and track them with a habit tracker like the one shown in this post. Juggling all the balls. I had never seen anything so impressive, so otherworldly, so superhuman. Cirque du Soleil has plenty of incredible feats, but none left me as awestruck as the juggler. If you've tried juggling, you know how hard it is. When I taught myself how, I started with two balls in one hand, then three balls in two. I can do it, but only for about 10 seconds. After that, I lose control, and anybody standing nearby is in danger of getting hit in the eye. The juggler, however, starts with two balls, adds a few more, then even more until he's got seven, maybe nine balls flying through the air like a troop of crazed monkeys having a snowball fight. Whenever I think of my work and life, this image of the juggler comes to mind. One ball for each company, one for every project, a ball for my marriage, one for each kid, and a few others for the miscellaneous that comes up on any given day. The goal is to keep all these balls in the air at all times. Drop any one of them, and something fails. Sound about right? The question becomes, how do you keep everything, every project, every task, every important relationship, balanced? The answer is to know, like the juggler, where each project, task, and relationship is, and where it's going, at all times, using a simple dashboard. For every project going on in your life and work, give it a name and write it down. Under each, list the next few, just one or two, actions you need to take, or the most important thing you should work on next. Keep this dashboard with you at all times, a single sheet of paper in your notebook or in a book you're currently reading. Once a week, review this dashboard and update it by crossing off finished projects, checking off completed tasks, and adding one or two new actions that each project requires. Doing so keeps everything visible, so like the juggler, you'll never drop a ball again. You just listened to the post titled 10x Your Success Rate with This Monthly Planning Process by Michael Melberg of michaelmelberg.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Michael. He is a family man, an entrepreneur, business professional, fitness nut, organization freak, productivity junkie, and the author of Home Early, a book about destroying distraction, becoming powerfully productive, and finishing work before dinner. You can get the first chapter of his book for free with a bunch of worksheets to go along with it right there on his site, which is michaelmelberg.com. And Michael's last name is spelled M-E-H-L-B-E-R-G. So you can come check that out and show him some support. And that's going to do it for today. I thank you so much for being here and for subscribing, and I'll be back here with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.